welcome to the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net controller tonight is WG4MC. My name is Matt and my location is Western Greenville County. And the answer is first of amateur radio. This stands to call nightly 9 p.m. to the W4NYK repeater. It's also the Echolink node 545072 in the event of emergency. This net will be activated. South Fusion 10 Mountain, about 2 miles south of North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is in elevation 3,500 feet above sea level. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed off on this frequency are invited to check in. Versus traffic announcement, please call WG4MC or Net Control. In the roll call, once by now, when this is directed net, all stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please check in proper alphabetical group. Please check in. Please give your call sign phonetically. It's always appreciated. Name, location, and senior reception man of the net for the right to you portion. Before we start with our RF check-ins or echo link, let's start with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM for NTR, his wife Isla, N4IEI, KI4LZI, Andy up there in Table Rock, W2AMD, Andrew Sensiville, K4XMR, Mel Prosperity, KM4BLH, Kurt Rainfall, KW4TS, Jim Pelzer, K4IOE, Sid Fletcher, Dr. Juliet Charlie, Jerry and Anderson, KA5WLL, Reloy and Taylors, KO4HK X-Ray, Patrick Penrose, K4OSH, Matt Malden, KO4RAX, Jim and Dickensville, CEF, Andrew Inman, KO4RMM, Kurt Greenville, KG4WNP, Landon Bowen Springs. Appreciate everybody using the pre-check-ins. Right on the wire, we have the pre-check-in, starting with KC4W, Bill and Anderson. Alrighty, now we're going to our friends on Echolink. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC, excuse me, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, North Carolina, no comment, no traffic.
Again, 4RJN, John, Brown Summit, checking via Echolink. Appreciate you stopping by, John. Hope you're doing well. Alrighty, oops, we got another Echolink station, so Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Don't have audio capabilities, send me a text message, we'd love you to check in. Alrighty, tonight being Thursday night, we start with the Quebec 13 to group Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
D8RON. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, head in Brevard, no traffic, no comments. I'll stick around for the rest of the net.
WD8RON, that's head in Brevard. Were you in or out for comments?
I'll be here to listen to the comments, but I have no comment.
Appreciate that, and hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec 3 Tango, Q3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
G4MC. And KO4QOD. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf. Chris, I'm in Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative.
MC. KOW, Richard, Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
Welcome, KO4QLG. That's Chris in Liberty. Appreciate you stopping by. Then we got K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. Appreciate you stopping by. Fly down the next alphabetical group, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Hold. Please check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu, Yankee X-Ray. This is Daniel in Spartanburg. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4ZY X-Ray, Daniel. Hi, additional stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Hey, the Blue Ridge 2-minute will fly down the next alphabetical route, which will take us to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-minute. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Me and Matt, please check in.
WG4MC. Good evening, Matt. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot, that's W4CWS. My name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler. I am currently mobile in Greenville, and I will be negative and negative.
4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY, Portable Seneca, negative and negative.
Net control. Net control, please check in. Kilo. Quebec 4, Alpha India Zulu, KQ4, AIZ, Chase, the West Indian. And I'll be negative and negative.
To the Blue Ridge 2 Internet, we'd like to welcome KK4 DMW, Rick, his wife Lorena, KK4 ONO, their daughter Michelle, KM4 MOQ. They're all on Piedmont. Appreciate stopping by, Rick. Please tell Michelle and Lorena we said hello. So we got W4 DJW, David and Greenville. W4CWS, that's Colin in Mill Springs. Appreciate you stopping by. W4CTW, that's Tyler in Mobile Round in Greenville tonight. Appreciate you stopping by, Tyler. Hope you're doing well. So we got KN4CHY. You said you were in Seneca. I didn't get the name. If you can come back, please.
Portable in Seneca.
In Seneca, I appreciate you stopping by. Doing good for Portable. You got a little bit of white noise, but you're doing a good job. Then we got KO4AIZ, and I didn't get your name or location, please.
4AIZ, Chase in West Union.
KQ4AIZ, appreciate you stopping by again. Additional station to Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Please recognize KQ4, Delta, 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 KI4DDD. Alex, Alpha Lima Echo X-Ray. Time tonight, 73.
Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec KB2 BYQ Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
DDD Alex, I believe you were in Corp. Said, appreciate stopping by. Had quite a bit of white noise on you, but I got you in there. So we got KB2 BYQ Dave and Easley. Appreciate stopping by, Dave. Alright, we'll fly down the next alphabetical route, which I go through Hotel E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're about to check in with WG4MC.
WG4MC. Matt, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Matt. Thanks.
KC4EZN, that's Harry up there in Canada. I appreciate you stopping by, Harry. I hope you're doing well. Additional station to Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net will slide down the next alphabetical route, which will take us India through Lima, high through Alpha for the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. If you'd like to check in, please call WG4MC.
4MC. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
WG4MC. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. No traffic, no roundtable. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
KK4JFO, that's James up there in that mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I appreciate you talking about James. Hope you're doing well. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and Greer and his wife Donna. KC4MFK, Larry, please tell Donna we said hello. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, you need 3 Lima, I threw it off for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. The Blue Ridge Team Internet will slide down the next alphabetical group, which will take us right through Papa, L3T for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC.
Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO 4, NNH. My name is Fred, I'm on Blue Team Box tonight, and this work. Step 3 to you, and all the doubt be negative and negative.
Fred, mobile around in Piedmont. Be careful out there in the mobile, Fred. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike 355, M3P for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WG4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet, we've been through that alphabet once, and now let's open up to that big group, Alpha through Zulu. A through Z, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WG4MC or Net Control.
4MC. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad, QTH is Campobello. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Matt.
Alpha Juliet 4, Romeo Alpha. Name is Bill. No sighted from signal, or negative and negative.
Blue Ridge Team Internet, like to welcome with KO4NUE, Mr. Chad up there in Campobello. Appreciate you talking about Chad. Did you want to go ahead and check Miss Annie in too?
She's out of town, Matt. I can't check her in. She ain't here.
And then we would like to recognize AJ4RA. I didn't get your name or location. You had quite a bit of white noise. Try it again, sir. You say you were poor. Well, try boosting your power up a little bit. You're breaking the repeater, but that's about it.
A4RA, the name is Bill. Just outside of Simpsonville, running low power portable and negative and negative.
Bill, appreciate that, and hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. You're invited to check in with WT4MC. Blue Ridge Team Internet. Now, securing the full force of the net with our thanks for everyone for checking in all stations. We wish you to secure may do so. We don't have anybody signed up for RAG2, so I've got one more call for check-ins, Alpha through Zulu. Zulu through Alpha, if you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge Team Internet, please call WT4MC or Net Control. That long pause usually means we have everybody. So if you'll stand by just a moment, I'll send them that report. See, now securing the Blue Ridge Team Internet with our thanks for everyone for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal average. She is 7-3. Good night and good luck. WG4MC clear.
KK4JBQ, KO4NUE. KQKO4NUE. UE, no contact, I'm clear.
4JBQ.
UE, what's going on, Larry?
Better. You must have a house full of empty right now with Anna gone.
I love it. You're exactly right.
I feel that way when Donna's absent. She was, this past weekend, she was out of town. She was up in North Carolina at a Zentangle thing for a couple of days. And, oh, goodness, I didn't know what to do with myself. I had plenty of things planned to do, but no inclination to do them. Do you ever find yourself just with plenty to do, but nothing pushing you?
A lot of that going on around here. Been a lot of that going on for, oh, I'd say probably 15 years.
That's more than an ailment.
Well, becomes part of the place, you know. This is broke, that's broke. That's rusty, that's not working. You know, oh well, it's just, you know, I don't know, it's been here, I don't, 20, 30 years, it's just part of the place.
Gotcha. I was doing a little, I don't do much here because I just don't, I don't have a, I don't have a welding shop and I don't have a mechanic shop. Those of us who can use those tools but just don't have them, no place to put them, admire the situation you find yourself in. I know it's sometimes it seems like just something to do or something you have to do maybe, but just to have the space, I don't know. I was making some little blocks today, little wooden blocks, to put underneath my devices within my entertainment center to increase the space between the things so that the convection cooling, you understand. These things get warm all by themselves and they need a little air passing through them. So that's my solution to that. But I'm working with tools that are not adjustable. They do what they do when you do, when you apply your handwork to them. And so accuracy isn't anything you can hope for. And not that you, just to make a little wooden block, you know, it's not that you have to be terribly accurate, but it's just a part of my nature. I worked with tools, watchmaking tools, to make gears and pinions and drill holes and plates that are 10,000ths of an inch tolerance, you know, or the clock won't run. So anyway, it's hard to get over that. You find, I know you probably feel the same way.
Well, I eventually you learn that, you know, the hard way that if you get enough equipment, it becomes a curse. You know, because, you know, you see what's out there that's manufactured, and you go, man, that's the cheapest looking thing I've ever seen in my life. I can build a better one. And then, you know, that just becomes an endless, you know, 10 years later, you know, I look at it, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I know that's cheap. But I'm just not gonna build it. I'm just gonna buy it. If it lasts 2 weeks, it lasts 2 weeks, you know. But I've kind of gotten to that with some things.
Understand that. So I was putting my tools away, and I worked with an old watchmaker, bless his soul. He's probably gone on now. His name was last name was McDonald, and he was jolly. He did not sweat, and he knew everything there was to know about watchmaking. He was a master. So I sat by his side and watched him whenever I had, you know, some time that wasn't occupied with something else that the boss wanted me to do. I sat there next to Mac and learned everything I could learn. And the only thing negative he ever said to me was, he says, "Why do your hands sweat so much? If my hands sweat like that, I'd never handle a tool." And I says, "Well, I'm just, you know, maybe a little nervous, Mac. Maybe that's what does it." But he always had the driest hands. I don't know what makes people different that way. Just don't know. But I learned so much just listening to him and watching him, things that I've never really got to do before, you know, I gave up the occupation. But you probably stood by people like that and admired their work. It's a fine thing. Those are fine memories for me.
Yeah, there's nothing finer in this world than, you know, an apprentice and a mentor. You know, when they get things worked out and, you know, learn to give and take. You know, that's an amazing relationship. You know, I have been lucky to experience that once in my life, being the mentor. The apprentice. And you know, I'm not sure I've got to the mentor phase yet. But there's nothing like, you know, that relationship. It's just a lot of fond memories.
Yes, and there are a lot of people in this hobby that have gone on now, and some of what they gave while on this earth, they gave to me. And I think the only way you can recognize that, the only way you can pay that debt that you owe, is to give it to somebody else. That is, that's been my pleasure a couple of times. And I know it has been yours too. That is our pleasure if we look at it that way. It's our big mistake if we look at it another way.
That's kind of a touchy thing there. You know, you can't just give it away. You know, you gotta find that right person that's willing to listen. That's the catch, isn't it? Is, you know, I'm not sure the mentor finds them. I think the apprentice probably finds them. I think that's the way that usually works.
I think you're right about that. And where something begins is probably the most important part of whatever that something is. Where it begins. If it begins in the heart of the apprentice, then it'll turn out all right. I do think you've got a good point there. I was listening to a podcast that I listen to every week. It's released on Friday. The ARRL puts out a podcast called This Week in Amateur Radio. And there's a fellow on there. Oh, it lasts an hour and a half. I don't know. Maybe you never have the time for it, but it's very good. And part of the what I enjoy about it is it's seven or eight different people all talking about their specialty or what they're particularly interested in. And one of the fellows is doing a series now on the history of amateur radio. And he did a presentation to, I think, a ham fest up in Alaska. And he wrote a book after that, sort of putting down what he understood about the history of the hobby. And then he did one of those presentation things with the slides. What do they call those? Anyway. So both of those things are available on the net. And I noticed something while in there. It's actually in the credits on the presentation. The first woman radio amateur was licensed in 1915, and her name was Emma Chandler. Her call sign was 8NH. Back then they had real short call sign. The number 8NH, like New Hampshire. And Emma Chandler, it just struck me that all the while in this hobby, if you are, and this is how I'm relating to what we were just talking about. So if you are the mentor to someone in amateur radio, you're an Elmer, right? You understand that. But how about the ladies? Well, I think maybe they could call themselves an Emma. She spells her name E-M-M-A. Emma Chandler. So she was the first lady amateur operator. I just discovered that. What do you think of them thoughts?
Well, there's a female that helps me out from time to time, and I tell you, get a perspective there that you don't normally see, and you know, pretty useful and pretty important. So I don't know about what to call them. I guess I don't know how to put a feminine ending on that. Elmeris, maybe, or maybe Emma. How about that? I don't know, but I did see that popped up on QRZ some time ago. They had another female ham that they were sponsoring. She had a 3-call, and if I remember correctly, she helped develop frequency hopping during World War II for torpedoes. But the U.S. Navy would not accept the technology because it came from a female. I think there's a documentary about that, but pretty lousy, you know, as far as, you know, but that is where frequency hopping came from. But I cannot remember her name.
Reading about her too. She has a name that is well known because she's also a movie actress. And if you know her for her acting, you don't know her for this other thing. And so that's why it stuck with me, that you just wouldn't put that in her wheelhouse. But yes, indeed, she's a very smart lady. And I suppose as Elmers go, I've had dozens of them, I mean, for crying out loud. I didn't have somebody that pushed me or was there for the answer to every question or anything like that. But I exchanged ideas and exchanged, you know, I just kept working on it until, you know, for decades, until I finally figured out how to do it. That was just to walk in and take the test. That's just how you do it. Sometimes you can overlearn before you even start doing.
Eddie Lamar.
Lamar, if I'm not wrong, I think she was one of those actors that went from silent to talkies. Was that her era? And she was one of the few that could, because a lot of actors did not make it in that transition because they didn't have a speaking voice that was characteristic of their acting. Strange as that sounds.
I'm not sure if she, you know, transitioned into from silent into sound. I mean, that's she's definitely in that age group, but I'm not sure. But anyway, what's what I was going to talk with you about tonight was, so I have been watching The Witcher on Netflix, and I'm hooked.
Now, I think I may have seen that advertised. Tell me a little bit about the plot. Maybe it'll jockle my memory.
About a couple of weeks ago, you said you'd been watching it on Netflix, so I decided to check it out. And I got, I don't know, I'm probably four or five episodes into it, but have you had an opportunity to look at the Arrival yet?
Okay, so it's not Witcher, it's Good Witch is what I was pointing you to, and I'm still watching that. I'm in the last season. They had a good run, 7 seasons. 12 episodes in each season, so that's a good number. And it's remained entertaining. I'll just put it that way, not to spoil anything. It has remained entertaining. And yes, I did watch Arrival. I was a little confused because if you look up in the movie database, I forget what the acronym is for that. If you look up in the movie database, you'll have 3 with the title Arrival. And then you have 4 more that have the title The Arrival. So I chose the first one on the list because I can't remember that you said The Arrival. And each one of these, or so it seems, have a different context, so there may be some remakes of some, but anyway, there are different movies called by that name, and I believe if it has to do with, I don't want to spoil it for anybody that might want to watch it, but the whole thing centers around a gift that the visitors wish to give us. Is that right?
And a KO4NUE and a female linguist.
Not JBQ. Okay, yes. Yes, it is. And you know, Chad, before you, I just hadn't remembered seeing it before, but I've watched that twice before you mentioned it. And I didn't, it's been so long ago now, because I think that came out more than 10 years ago. I hadn't realized that I had seen it from the title. And it took me like 20 minutes into it before I actually understood that, oh yeah, you've seen that. You've seen that twice. But you know, I can watch things again and get as much as I got the first time. And I can watch it a third time and I pick up more things. So it was not a waste for me. I'm like that. I don't know. I'm just a little bit dense or something, you know, and it takes a while for things to soak in. I don't know. But I did enjoy it. I really did, because this time I got that the gift, the universal language that they were going to offer. But we screwed up. Well, I guess. So I did enjoy it because I got more out of it this time than the first two times.
Good deal. Well, I have been watching the entire wrong episode, movie that you suggested. I've been watching Witcher, thinking that's what you told me to watch, and so I'm kind of liking it, so I'm gonna hang with it for a little bit, and then I'll go back and watch the other one.
Which is that's a Hallmark presentation, and it is kind of sappy and a bit predictable, but it's still entertaining. The acting is quite good, and I watch something just as much for the acting and dialogue, and that's what this is based on, the acting and dialogue, and it really spoils it for me. And I don't know, I'm too critical, I suppose, but if the whole cast is not equally talented, if there's some ringer that comes in there and they are full of themselves and simply cannot get the character, it doesn't come across. Just as an example, it's been popular because of the success of Star Trek. it's been popular recently for other production companies to do unauthorized scripts of Star Trek, you know, episodes that really were never written, for what we know. And so you have, and they don't occupy the characters that we're familiar with, they're other characters, but they are members of the Federation, and they do the same kind of thing. But the acting is so poor, you know, and the dialogue is so bad. And it doesn't take me 2 minutes to get angry at that and just turn it off, get away from there. So I guess I'm a snob in that way. I enjoy good acting. I enjoy dialogue between characters that makes sense and that expresses something you can't read on their faces, you know. A little surprise every now and then helps. I do like that. KK4JBQ.
Contact, and I had seen it before years ago, but me and Anna watched it, and that was pretty good, you know. I think it started when, you know, starts off with, you know, her sitting at the ham shack with her dad, and he called her Sparks, I think, and you know, so that's pretty good. We enjoyed that. But on a lighter note here, I got my controller in today, my rotor. I'm liking this Yaesu control box. It's just it looks really nice up here in the ham shack. It looks so much better than this other one I got, so I'm tickled to death with it.
I've got a proper amateur radio antenna tuner, or antenna rotor, yes. Antenna turner is what you got. If you've got a very light antenna, if you don't ask a great deal of it, these TV antenna rotors will do the job, but it'll do it just for a while. I recall another ham got I forget the model numbers of these things, but it's a model 4 of the one that everybody uses anyway, and it needed some service, and that's why he got it at such a cheap, good price. He priced not a new one, but the one that had been serviced and was ready to go at $600, and that just seemed outrageous because he got what he got that needed service for $50, right? So he was never going to be putting $550 of labor into it. He figured, well, I'll just clean that thing up and I'll get the right lubricant in that thing and I'll replace the control cables and such and I'll have me something there. And he did just that. So things that are built well can last a lifetime, and then they, with good care and a little sprucing up, they'll last another lifetime. Things that are well made.
Right. Things were made different back then, you know. Some of the equipment I got down there in the shop is the bridge port I got is a J-head. It was made in 1940. The serial tax is 1949 on it, I think, or maybe it's 51. I forget. But I mean, that thing runs like a champ. I mean, you got to oil it in the right spots, but it does a great job. I mean, just great job. Still getting it all these years.
I think there may be some people listening. I always think of the people that are listening. I'm listening to you, but I know I'm talking to maybe 10 other people, and I don't know who they are. and I don't know what they're thinking, and they're not going to jump in here and add anything, and that's okay, you know, but I think about them from time to time. Well, so another recommendation I would have for you is a program that's airing now on the Magnolia Network. They took it over from, it's just a recent change of the DIY network, the do-it-yourself network. We watched that channel because of this old house, which I don't know where that started. It started on even another network and went to the DIY network. The network changed, and they changed the whole philosophy of the network and to change everything about it. And I think that by and large, the changes were good. And there are some there's some television there that's actually decent to watch. And one of them is called The Craftsman. And this is a fellow who lives in Eureka, I believe it is Eureka, California. A nice little town out there. And he works on vintage homes, restoring the millwork and the like. So tooling metal and tooling wood is very different, but it also has a lot of similarities. And he works with equipment from the 30s and from the teens. And it's just a lot of fun to watch. You might catch that and enjoy it. Maybe not. I don't mean it to you. It's called The Craftsman on the Magnolia Network.
Well, I don't have the Magnolia Network. I got a little antenna here on the side of the house. Well, in the pamp jack here, one of those little flat window antennas. And I don't know. I don't do a whole lot of TV. I don't guess. I do some YouTube videos every now and then. But I just kind of sort of stay busy doing other things, I guess. But today, spent the day with a friend down in a machine shop today. We had a good time and got to spend the day together, and that was a good thing. Yesterday, I helped a friend out up at one of radio club. I had some radio problems, and we worked together and got that straightened out. So it's just been a good couple of days, I guess. You know, just spending it with friends. That's a good. I guess that's a good thing.
One thing, and the more the merrier. The more friends you got, I mean, one at a time. But the more friends you got, the better it is, you know, the better it is. And one or both of these guys were probably hams, and that sweetens the pot a little bit. I know most of my friends just, you know, lately in my life, the last 10 years anyway, they're mostly hams. And, I mean, I've had a neighbor or two that were friendly and nice enough folks. But we would run out of anything to talk about pretty quick, you know. And you know, I can't. I used to think that I could talk to anybody about anything. But the world has moved on, and things that were complicated have become better understood, with more complications yet. And so I realized that I can't carry on to any length conversations with people and reach an affinity. Oh, for instance, you know, if you and I were to talk about what it's like to be a dad, you know, you've been there. But you and I would run out of anything to say. I mean, I would pretty quick. I'd still be interested in what you had to say, but I have no life experience in that. And when your little grandchild comes along, I know you're just dying for that, right? I can't touch that. No way, because you got to have children, to have grandchildren, and I didn't do that. A long time ago, I didn't do that. But with hams, I can talk into the morning, into the daylight, all night, and never run out of anything to say. That's not everything about a friendship, but it is a lot if you can carry on a conversation with them. So, in the last couple of days, what did y'all talk about? What did y'all do?
Well, let's see. The radio thing, the issue with the radio was outside jacket on the coax was damaged, and so we replaced, you know, the coax, and that fixed the problem. I guess rainwater was getting in the insulation and all, but you know, we got that straightened out. We just, you know, kind of chit chatted for, oh, I don't know, a good hour or so, I guess. You know, you get two hams together, you know, it's not going to be a short conversation. It's going to always be. you're going to talk for 2 hours and probably be more confused at the end of the conversation than you are anything. But, you know, it's all about the fellowship. You know, it's that. But, today was, spent the day with a friend, and we just, you know, run the machines, and we did some welding and a little bit of fabricating, and had a few laughs, you know, and had just a good day all around, I guess.
He says, let the man on the mountain have his say. that man is somebody that I think I could sit with. Oh, he enjoyed both. I mean, you're acquainted, and you know them to be this way also. They're both some of the finest people, really and truly, some of the finest people. And I can say that about most hams I've met. Not everybody, but most of the hams I've met, they're the finest people. KK4JBQ with KO4NUE. Just if anybody cares. I'm old, but I'm not old enough to reminisce too much about people that are already gone. I guess that day will come when there'll be few people left, you know, and I'll have to talk more about the people that are gone. But right now, you and I can talk about the people who are still here.
Oh, I got a question for you. Not sure how to do this or if it's even possible. So I gotta get a 440. I gotta get a 440 antenna up. So 70 centimeter. And I got one radio with one output jack on the back that's a dual bander. And I'm trying to get in my mind exactly how I'm going to do that. You got any ideas? I guess maybe, well, I think I know the answer, but I want to hear what you got to say.
They are so close. I have had a dual band antenna, 2 meter 440, and they're on the same boom, if I can call it that. They're simpatico with one another. Think about a J-pole. A J-pole, if it's constructed, it was purposely constructed for both bands, it will do a fairly good job on both. And your radio, if that's a dual band or better, it will see what that antenna can do on the same input. So you just switch the bands. Like, you know, this HD I'm talking about, it had when I got it, it had one rubber duck, right? It's a dual band antenna. Well, how can that be? Because even at the one length, it's a compromised antenna, greatly compromised antenna, and it works for both bands. It works passively for both bands. So I don't think you have a problem with those two bands. Now, if you were talking about an HF band and a VHF band, that's apples and oranges.
Get my radio scanner, so I got a radio. I need a 2 meter beam and a 440 beam, and I only have one output jack on the radio. The radio will do dual band, but I'm thinking I'm probably gonna have to build a dual band Yagi is what I'm thinking. Probably the only thing I can do.
For NUE CAN 4CHY, wondering, I'm not sure about using the Yagi, but a diplexer, UHF, VHF diplexer.
Looked into that, Keith. I'll look into that and see what, you know, what I need to do with that, but I need to do something with the beam. Just because of where the location is, I kind of struggle a little bit getting there. So I need to kind of concentrate my energy or my RF. So I don't know. I'm gonna think about that a little bit and see, you know, if there's a way around it. Or, hey, here's another option. You know, there's plenty of room for another radio.
Roger that. Yeah, it's my understanding that, like, a diplexer is kind of like a bandpass filter. So you got a coax coming out, hit the diplexer, and one side sees VHF, the other side sees UHF. Like I said, I'm not sure. I'll see why it wouldn't work with a Yagi, but that way you'd have two discrete antennas and be able to play with coax over.
Okay. Well, I'll check it out and see what I got, see what I can do with that. That's just something else to learn. So, but listen, guys, Anna just got in from her trip to Columbia, so I need to duck on out. Enjoyed the conversation. Hate to cut it short, but I need to get on. So appreciate the comments, and I'll check out the duplexer, and see how that works. But I appreciate it, fellas. KL4NUE, I'm going to say 73, so I'll be clear on y'all's final.
NUE, KK4JBQ. You and I have a good night. 73.
4NUE, KN4CHY. Yeah, and specifically diplexer with an I, not duplexer. There is a difference. Anyway, glad to say I made it back home, and y'all have a great night. We'll catch you a little later. KO4NUE, KN4CHY, 73. Be quick.
KOJ listening. KOJ. Can anybody hear me?